local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we say welcome to hour number two on a Thursday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not at all take it for granted. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we get started with today's top three stories, a pretty serious story in Israel today. An airstrike on a UN school complex in central Gaza has killed dozens of people, children. Lisa Taylor reports.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters today that Israeli forces targeted as many as 30 members of Hamas who were in a specific area of the building. But reports say as many as 14 children were also killed in the strike. Miller did not confirm those reports and said the U.S. is in contact with Israel to verify more information on the attack. He also did not confirm claims U.S. munitions were used. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial has wrapped for the day. The fourth day of the trial saw the widow of Hunter's late brother take the stand. Haley Biden dated Hunter when he purchased the firearm and is testifying about how she tossed the gun into a dumpster outside of a grocery store. Hunter is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018, and the president in Normandy for the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy. Many, to state the obvious, never came home. Many survived that longest day, kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won.
In a speech, Biden spoke to a global audience, gave praise to the soldiers who lost their lives in the invasion, and also praised the European alliance that was formed after the war that would become NATO. 5:15 now, getting our first look this hour of the roads and weather. Austin, what are you seeing out there?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Well, Joe, I got good news and bad news. The good news is that all the issues we had on I-10 have seemingly cleared up. They were giving us a lot of trouble last hour. The bad news is we got congestion just about everywhere else you can think of. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, giving us some backups both ways there. Maybe have a little bit developing on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. North Davis Highway, where it merges with Scenic, right in front of UWF's main campus entrance there, we do have some backups there near that light. Got an accident report on Mobile Highway. This is if you're traveling westbound towards Green Street. That is still giving us some backups as well. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound. This is if you are approaching Lillian Highway. Got some very severe backups there. Reach for a little bit. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Still giving us problems as well. Same thing with Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound approaching Highway 87 still has some minor issues as well. And it seems like we may have just a little bit developing on Caroline Street if you are traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:16 now, taking a look at our state headlines, or local headlines, excuse me. Scambia County Commissioner set to meet here. Their meeting starting in 15 minutes, and among the discussion items today involving the potential sale of the Olaf 8 property in Beulah. Of course, last week a new $36 million offer came in for the entire property. Noteworthy, of course, because up until this point, Scambia County leaders have maintained they wanted to withhold 250 acres for the purpose of job creation. So we'll see what they think about the offer now, as well as another agenda item, Project Dynamo, which would bring a light industrial facility to the northwest corner of the property through Florida West. So a couple of important discussions happening on OLF 8, so we'll have a much better picture of where the commissioners stand as far as not only selling the full property or if they're open to that, but as well as do they have an offer that they like that stands out among the rest. So we'll just have to see there. Santa Rosa County Circuit Court Judge setting the first hearing date for the legal battle between Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade and Mayor Heather Lindsay. According to the PNJ, Judge Scott Duncan has set a date of June 13th to hear arguments on a motion to subpoena Lindsay's phone records from AT&T. Last month, the Milton City Council authorized Andrade to file the suit as he alleges that Lindsay has refused to fully comply with public records requests made. Andrade says all of the documents he's requesting center on discussions Lindsay had during the highly contentious hiring of former city manager Scott Collins. Learning more about the crash on South Fairfield Drive yesterday at Highway 98, FHP says the 22-year-old driver of Chevy Silverado died in the accident. Happened at around 5:30, right around 24 hours ago. Troopers say a motorcycle was parked on the southbound shoulder, the rider and passenger nearby. The pickup then swerved off the road, hit the motorcycle and riders. The driver of the truck died, a passenger in the truck also sustaining serious injuries. 5:19, we will take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
June 6th is D-Day. The Allied forces of America came together to storm the beaches of Normandy during World War II. That invasion released the control maintained by Nazi Germany. As those brave men fearlessly stormed those beaches, it's estimated that there were some 10,000 casualties. D-Day is an example of heroes sacrificing their lives for a cause greater than themselves, the cause of freedom. Interestingly, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, Christians are also called to sacrifice their lives for a cause greater than ourselves, the cause of Christ. As we willingly allow the Holy Spirit to invade our hearts, He will release control attempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. A spiritual battle exists in the heart of every Christian, so be sure to put on the whole armor of God. It's then that God can use you, Christian soldier, to accomplish fearless things for His honor and glory.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors, no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for a theological seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about Anthony Fauci's testimony in Congress this week regarding his role in the pandemic. Also talked quite a bit about it being D-Day, the day when we remember the great sacrifice made by Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy to rid us and the world of the threat from Nazi Germany and the occupation of Europe, and why we continue to train and prepare for war right here in Northwest Florida so that it never has to happen again. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots of note here. No congestion is too severe, but nonetheless, something to look out for. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, approaching I-10, we do have some backups there still. Same can be said for Fairfield Drive, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. We do have we did have a caller earlier that said that was basically merged down to just one lane, so that's something to look out for. Also, let's see, Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, and then a bit further west on Beverly Parkway, got problems going that way as well. The accident report, this is going to be on Mobile Highway. If you're traveling westbound towards Green Street, that's still causing us some issues. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that. 525 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look here at what's going on around the state. Oh, wait, you know what? Let's get weather first. How about that?
The chance for rain goes down as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 70s. We'll have hot highs over the next several days. Friday through Sunday, highs in the low 90s. Dry weather, and heading into the weekend, the humidity should be a little lower as well. That'll be a nice change. Now, there's a tiny 20% chance for a shower on Friday. Otherwise, look for dry weather Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Looking at our state headlines now, a new report from travel claims company AirHelp is calling out the worst airports to fly out of. And if you spend any time traveling around the state of Florida, you probably agree. Florida having the 5th, 6th, and 7th worst airports based on disruptions. Miami International, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, and Orlando. Dallas-Fort Worth was at the top of the worst airports list, if you're curious.
And a suspended Central Florida attorney not getting her job back. The state Supreme Court denied a reinstatement bid from ousted Orlando area state attorney Monique Worrell earlier today. Governor Ron DeSantis made the decision to remove her last August, accusing her of neglecting her duties. Justices rejected Worrell's arguments that the governor overstepped his authority. The state's highest court also rejected a similar challenge presented by suspended Hillsborough County state attorney Andrew Warren last year. They're both planning to run for re-election.
Let's see, what else we got going on here? Today is Florida's first Revive Awareness Day under a new law signed by the governor. The day shines a light on the dangers of opioid overdose.
Blue or purple fingernails and lips, pinpoint-sized pupils, pale, clammy skin, slow, irregular heartbeat and breathing, unresponsive to voice and touch.
That is Attorney General Ashley Moody, of course, also celebrating the power of the medication Naloxone, which is now free for first responders around the state, and Florida residents can go to the drugstore to buy the medication as well to have on hand for a family member or friend that you care about.
And a federal appeals court hearing arguments over the city of Jacksonville's attempt to place tighter restrictions on adult entertainment businesses. Club owners said the city's ordinance requiring dancers to be at least 21 is unconstitutional. A federal judge upheld the age restriction last year after lawyers for the city argued it is intended to prevent human trafficking. However, business owners and dancers say that there has never been a human trafficking arrest at an adult club in Jacksonville.
Looking at our national news today, six people arrested in connection with the shooting outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. A Lebanese guard was injured in the shooting Wednesday. Local authorities say the alleged gunman was a Syrian national who was shot by the Lebanese army and is being treated at a local hospital. The Lebanese Army Command says it has since arrested five more people in connection with the attack, including three members of the alleged shooter's family. The motivation for the shooting is still unclear, though a State Department spokesman says the alleged shooter was wearing what appeared to be ISIS insignia.
And the Go-Go Beach serial killer suspect now facing charges in the deaths of two more women. Rex Huerman, charged with murder in the 2003 death of Jessica Taylor, with some of her remains being found near Gilgo Beach. He's also charged with the murder in the 1993 death of Sandra Costillo, whose remains were found in the town of Southampton. Huerman was arrested last summer on three Gilgo murders, and a fourth count was added later.
Supreme Court is expected to make some major decisions this month. The conservative majority court has several noteworthy decisions pending before summer recess, including on cases regarding presidential immunity, the obstruction charges against the Capitol rioters, the FDA's approval of the mifepristone abortion pill, and abortion access in medical emergencies. A report from Politico says a ruling on the abortion access case could come as early as today.
And former President Trump's campaign is beginning to vet potential running mates. Reports say the vetting process has focused on four possible candidates: Florida Senator Marco Rubio, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Trump's short list is said to not be complete yet, with other possible names, including South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson.
Do we do the Russia one?
No, we did not.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would consider deploying conventional missiles within striking distance of the U.S. and Europe if they let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike Russian territory. Speaking to reporters, Putin called it a serious escalation and also warned that it was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons.
That's a bit of a shady sound.
Well, here's the thing, man. It's like, you can't like invade a country, and then when people, you know, countries do stuff like with allies or retaliatory, be like, fair. Hey, that's not in the rules.
Yeah, Bush League over here. No, that's a bit
concerning.
Not
in the rule book that we made up as we go along here.
Yeah, well, I mean, and typically, this is to no surprise if you know anything about, like, any dictatorships or world leaders, you know, in these types of positions. They're typically pretty hypocritical. Does not surprise me Putin's any different, or he is no different.
5:30, we'll take a break on that note. Back with a look at our sports headlines, health, business, and science, pop culture, entertainment, and all the lighter stuff that we love to talk about. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Jack Callahan. President Biden among the world leaders commemorating the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings by Allied forces in Normandy, France.
Democracy is never guaranteed. Every generation must preserve it, defend it, and fight for it.
French President Macron told D-Day survivors in attendance they made France a free nation. Accused Gilgo Beach killer Rex Huerman has been charged with two more cold case murders. Suffolk County, New York District Attorney Ray Turney says they recovered a blueprint from his computer.
We allege that this document evinces the defendant's intent in committing the charged crimes, that his intent was specifically to locate these victims, to hunt them down, and to bring them under his control and to kill them.
Huerman pleading not guilty to the additional charges. America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now, DocuSign is out with quarterly results that were a smidge above expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The electronic signature company also authorized a $1 billion increase to its stock buyback program. But DocuSign shares are down more than 4% in after-hours trading. News that influential meme stock trader Keith Gill also known as Roaring Kitty, will host his first YouTube live stream in 3 years, sent stock of GameStop surging today. Shares of the video games retailer soared 47% following news that Gil will do a live stream at noon Eastern time tomorrow. Shares of another so-called meme stock, AMC Entertainment, leaped 12.5% today. Otherwise, though, stocks took a breather as Wall Street awaits the key monthly jobs data due tomorrow morning. The Dow Industrials managed a gain of 78 points, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slipped 1 and 14 points, respectively. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Los Angeles Lakers are targeting UConn's Danny Hurley as their next head coach. Yes, I get that coaching in the NBA is a better lifestyle than coaching in college, but if I'm Hurley, I would pass on going to the pros. We all know Danny is a great demanding coach with a quirky personality, and usually that type of coach doesn't mesh long-term with this era of NBA players. So stay at UConn, coach, where you are the king. I'm Zach Gelb.
Now at O'Reilly, get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road approaching I-10, we do have some minor backups still there in that area. Maybe a little bit on Fairfield Drive if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. We did get a caller earlier this hour saying that they were merging people down to one lane. So assuming that that is still the case down there, that's why the congestion has kind of lingered a bit. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, around where it's going to merge with Scenic Highway, that's right in front of UWF's main entrance there. We do have some backups still in that area. There's also an accident report if you're traveling westbound on Mobile Highway towards Green Street. And some, let's see, what road is this here? Jackson Street, if you're traveling westbound towards New Warrington Road. No confirmation of an accident there, but nonetheless, some pressing congestion at this time. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Got some backups lingering around over there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. So outside of those several areas, there does not appear to be much on the roads that's going to hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees here in Pensacola. You know, decent skies. We did deal with some rain. It's kind of cleared up, but looks like we may have a chance for some tonight. And then as we get into tomorrow, it could kind of bleed into early Friday. But it doesn't look too bad, and the highs are going to be still pretty humid as we get into or continue going into this evening. It's going to be well into the 80s, and then tomorrow is going to be the low 90s. Let's see, getting into our sports headlines here. Game one of the NBA Finals, the Boston Celtics hosting the Dallas Mavericks. Coverage is going to be starting at 7:30 p.m. on ABC. If I'm not mistaken, last hour Joe said that he had the Celtics losing that one in seven. I have the Celtics losing it in six. Hopefully I'm right. I hate the Celtics. Keeping with the NBA, we also have ESPN reporting that UConn head coach Dan Hurley is the Lakers' top choice to take over over there in Los Angeles. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, it's Hurley who has been the forefront of the Lakers' coaching search from the beginning. It has not been ESPN analyst and former NBA star J.J. Redick. This is despite Hurley previously disclosing a lack of desire in leaving Connecticut. If memory serves me, he cited his wife as the reason that he did not want to leave. Apparently his wife loves Connecticut. It's relatively close to New York and all that. So this is not a very ideal situation. I think I said last hour it's going to come down to money or honey. Which one is he going to, you know, which one's he going to follow? I don't know. We'll have to see. In the NFL, Chiefs, couple headlines here. For starters, they're bringing back yet another offensive playmaker, wide receiver Mecole Hardman. He's returning to Kansas City on a one-year contract. He caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Super Bowl 58 back in February. And then we've got defensive end B.J. Thompson. He had quite the medical scare this morning, suffering a seizure before going into cardiac arrest. 25-year-old now in stable condition. This raises questions regarding the future of his playing career as he is planning to enter his just his sophomore year in the league, 25 years old. Dealing with a seizure and cardiac arrest, not a good look for anyone, but especially someone trying to get a foot in the door of the National Football League. So best of luck to him there. Then tonight, it's going to be game two of the Women's College World Series Championship. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Oklahoma won game one last night, 8-3. If they win again tonight, the Sooners will have not only won the softball title, they will have won their fourth straight. If you don't know anything about college softball, Oklahoma's a bit of a blue blood there. So that's one that's going to be causing, continuing a lot of hate towards the Sooners. They have got a complete monopoly over in softball. And then it's Caitlin Clark's popularity influencing baby names. A new report from website Baby Center shows the name Caitlin up almost 1,600 spots as a girl's name and Clark up 15 spots as a boy's name. And then lastly here, it's being called one of the biggest upsets in sports history. The USA beat Pakistan at the T20 World Cup in Dallas. That's cricket, by the way. U.S. has only played their first T20 international in 2019 and have never before played in a T20 World Cup. So this is looking like quite a big win for the U.S.
Yeah, and I have not been able to decipher just in terms of context of sports that I would be familiar with how big of an upset this is. The best that I could come up with, well, all right, are we talking USA, Russia, or Soviet Union Miracle on Ice? Are we talking Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas? Are we talking Wake Forest winning over seven games a season? What are we at here?
An honest answer. I don't even know if the U.S. and Soviet Union thing in the 80s would
well, so
match this.
So Pakistan is like a world superpower in this sport.
Exactly.
A team that has little to no history in that sport, who is playing their second ever contest in that sport.
See, that's the thing. How long had the U.S. been playing in hockey? I mean, entering that 80s.
Yeah,
that 80s.
It's Olympics. A lot, but like it was just amateurs. It wasn't the professionals.
Yeah.
I just don't. It would be like, let me think.
It is difficult to put into perspective. I mean, because if we're just so new to this, and Pakistan is not only
like
a power,
if
that's not.
If UWF so next year, next season, goes to Division I and they played Alabama and beat them in their in week two.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I mean, is that
in Tuscaloosa?
I feel like that's to put it in a local context.
I think that's pretty good. But if so, if that is what
that would be awesome.
Yeah, if that's what captures the magnitude of this upset, that's
build the statue of Coach Nobles ASAP if that happens.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Alabama, they have their Walk of Champions or something, and it has all their head coaches and statues of them.
Yeah, that would be a nice little troll job. Hey, we beat Alabama in our second ever D1 game. We're going to
build
statues of the live coaches. Yeah, that's kind of weird. How would you like to have your own statue when you were still alive?
That'd be
cool.
That'd be pretty great. Right. Yeah. If you go to Google Earth, you see Nick Saban's statue, and it's like, this photo's outdated because he's won like four titles.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty insane.
Let's see. We done with that, or you got any more?
Oh, no. That's all for sports.
All right. Very good. Health, business, and science notes today. U.S. solar installations are hitting a new record. A new report by the Solar Energy Industries Association says the installation of solar panels rose to a quarterly record, creating nearly 12 billion watts of new capacity. The report claims that in the first 3 months of 2024, solar accounted for 75% of electricity generation capacity solar accounted for 75% of electricity generation capacity. I think that's all one thought there.
I guess.
Added to the U.S. power grid.
Jobless claims.
Somebody should proofread these things before they go live.
Yeah, probably. It's almost like we pieced together the script or something.
Yeah.
Jobless claims in the U.S. have jumped to a four-week high. The U.S. Labor Department says the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the United States jumped by 8,000 in the week ending June 1st to 229,000. That's the highest reading since early May. Market Watch says the rise is likely due to the end of the school year and that there is little sign of rising layoffs.
Let's see. What do I want to do here? A chunk of ice the size of a pineapple may be a record setter in Texas. A hailstone fell in the panhandle over the weekend during storms, and the storm chaser who found it in a... you just did this one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I did it last hour.
Okay.
I haven't done it this
I'm
one.
Hearing things. Can I just stop for a minute and just give you a little bit of context in my life here?
Sure.
I have been completely out of sorts today.
Yes.
And I apologize to you and I apologize to the listeners.
I appreciate that.
Closing on the house tomorrow. And for the past 2 months, everything has gone perfectly until today. We had our final walkthrough at the house. And then all of a sudden, there's issues with the title company because they're not giving me the wiring instructions. And then the processor of our loan also has issues with the insurance company. And this is all just playing out in my life today. Like, under 12 hours before we close. So I apologize that I am a little scatterbrained today.
Eh, I haven't really noticed.
But that's, you should look into my insides, man, because I'm just like, I'm on one, man. I want to fight somebody. And it might be you, frankly.
Well, luckily there's a pretty thick layer of glass I could put a chair
behind
the door.
I've got my baseball. I'll just throw it hard enough to break it.
He does have that baseball. Yes, we have established that.
I need a cold one, man. I just need to relax.
Well, while he's cracking that open, just past 5:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Got some backups developing on I-10 out of literal nowhere. This is if you're traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard. Don't know what that's all about. Pine Forest Road, Gulf Beach Highway. Let's see. They're just about clearing out their congestion. We do still have some backups lingering on Fairfield Drive. This is if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Also a little bit on North Davis Highway if you are traveling northbound around where you're going to merge with Scenic. That's right in front of UWF's main campus. It's at that main entrance, rather. It's that light there. Then we got Navarro Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right, very good. Here is Alan with the weather.
The chance for rain goes down as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 70s. We'll have hot highs over the next several days. Friday through Sunday, highs in the low 90s. Dry weather, and heading into the weekend, the humidity should be a little lower as well. That'll be a nice change. Now, there's a tiny 20% chance for a shower on Friday. Otherwise, look for dry weather Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Pop culture notes today. Bad Boys Ride or Die is shooting for a quick start at the box office. The fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise is expected to make between $30 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film is Will Smith's first on the big screen since he slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars 2 years ago.
And Dolly Parton heading back to Broadway, but not in her, you know, not physically.
Not in the physical form.
Yeah, yes. The Country Music and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer plans to debut Hello, I'm Dolly. In 2026, the musical will feature some of Parton's most well-known songs, along with new ones that she's written for the play. Parton will not star in the musical, but said she has lived her whole life to see this show on stage.
Also, a new installment in the Hunger Games book series will hit shelves next year. Scholastic announced Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins will publish on March 18th. The story will take place 24 years before the events of the original Hunger Games book. This will be the fifth book in the series and first since the release of The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes in 2020. Over 100 million copies of the series have been published.
Yeah, that was such a big deal when I was like in middle school. Late elementary, early middle. I remember that series being insane. Like even my brother was reading it. My brother and I don't like to read.
Neither do I. 5:50, we'll take a break there. A look at our wacky stories, good news, recapping our top stories as well next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Be the one
who changed a kid's life. Learn about teens, siblings, and special needs children awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about Anthony Fauci's testimony in Congress this week regarding his role in the pandemic. Talked quite a bit about it being D-Day, the day when we remembered the great sacrifice made by Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy to rid us and the world of the threat from Nazi Germany and the occupation of Europe, and why we continue to train and prepare for war right here in Northwest Florida so that it never has to happen again. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
All right, 5:53 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. And the weather looks pretty good, a bit warmer. Humidity should be down a little bit, though, so may make things a little bit more comfortable. Perhaps heading out to the beach or moving to a new house. Who knows? But hope you have good plans for the weekend. Austin, you have anything in store?
Let's see. Sunday, I think, is supposed to be game two of the finals, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Yeah, I had a buddy tell me that, and he's like, so, if you want to come over, we can watch that. So,
yeah, and you hadn't responded to me, so.
Yeah, no, Joe is not the buddy in question. I told him, I said, we'll see.
Can I ask you a question and not to be
nosy?
No, it's not nosy. It's and I don't want to come across as critical either, because we've talked about, you know, how you, hey, you're a loner, you're a one-man wolf pack, and you just like to be alone, you like to hang out and write articles and all that stuff. How do you have friends, honestly?
These friends are not ones that I just made myself. I started tagging along with my brother's friend group. It's those people. I hung out with like two people late in my high school days, and that was only because I had recently just started driving and they were really good friends of mine. And then I had a buddy of mine who I would, you know, go to his house a lot. He'd come to ours when we were younger, but that was partially a friendship out of convenience because he lived down the road.
All right.
I've never been a friendly guy. Whenever I make friends, it is against all odds. That's the truth.
Very prickly demeanor.
Yes. Well, I'll try to be.
Unless he's in the cat suit.
Unless I'm in the cat suit, which I haven't been in a minute, but
yeah,
on the off chance that I may be sometime in the near future, yeah. But even then, I'm getting paid to do it, so think about it that way.
Yeah.
Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Hopefully, we should be seeing a lot of congestion die down as we're approaching hour 3. That appears to be the case. Still got some minor issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, but those seem to just about be completely cleared up. Same could be said for backups on Pine Forest Road and on Brent Lane and Gulf Beach Highway. We do still have some minor issues traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive towards North Palafox Street, and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at some wackier stories in the headlines today. Colorado officials reaching a $8.5 million settlement with a woman who was hospitalized 2 years ago. Yereni Rios Gonzalez was arrested after a traffic stop. I believe a gun may have been involved. She was handcuffed and put in the back of the police SUV. The problem is that minutes later, the cop didn't realize where the SUV was parked, and it got hit by a train. Obviously, Rios Gonzalez survived, but suffered serious injuries and was hospitalized. The officer involved was found guilty of reckless endangerment, third-degree assault as well. He was sentenced to supervised probation and 100 hours of public service. Wow. It's called winning the lottery, but it's
at
a
what cost?
Painful way to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty rough. A team at MIT created an AI chatbot called Future You that lets you ask your future self for life advice. It learns about you by asking a series of questions about your life, friends, family, so on, the past experiences that you've shaped who you are, and what your hopes are for the future, yada, yada, yada. They also age your profile pic, so it looks like you're talking to an older version of yourself. The one they used with students who tried it was 60. Then it gives you advice by drawing from plausible synthetic memories. Here's an example. College student planning to be a teacher asked it to think back on the most rewarding moment in her career. Her future self said she's retired now, but it was when she helped a kid turn their grades around. Quote, it was so gratifying to see the student's face light up with pride and accomplishment. One of the researchers who built it says he's talked to his future self a lot, so on and so forth.
This is like fortune cookie AI.
Yeah, you're sitting back there with popcorn going, boo, this sucks.
Well, listen, I mean, any teacher...
Ask it if future me cares. It's going to tell you no.
Well, no, it's not that. Like, any teacher who asks, like, hey, if I look out 30 years and I look back on my career, if I've been teaching for 30 years,
right.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a time when a student turned around their grades. Like, yeah, you're teaching. Like, this is... I could come up with that. Like, hey, I'm a... Should I stay in radio, future me? Yeah. You made it to a big market and you got to live all your dreams. Well, okay. But
it comes with lottery numbers printed out, too. Yeah.
I don't know. Fortune cookie. That's just that needs a little more work.
Yeah, but before you were impressed.
Not a fan of that.
Good news here. A dog traveled 4 miles to get help after his owner's truck crashed in a remote part of Oregon. The truck missed a curve and went into a steep, brushy ravine in Baker County. One of the man's dogs left the scene, found the camp where family members were staying. They contacted police and deputies located Brandon Garrett's truck, and they provided first aid until medics arrived. Search and rescue crews used chainsaws to reach the vehicle, and Garrett was brought out using a rope rescue system. As you said, Joe, really puts into perspective man's best friend, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, 4 miles. That's good job.
I don't even know the last time I walked 4 miles.
You've never have walked 4 miles.
Yeah, okay, my friend.
A guy in Arizona passed away last month, and instead of a funeral, his family threw him a funeral.
All right.
They say he was a fun-loving guy, so it made sense. They had a bounce house for the kids, other fun stuff as well. He was a huge music fan, so they put his whole record collection out and encouraged everybody to take an album home. Around 500 friends and family showed up for it and had a good time remembering their loved one there. That's what I'd like to think if I ask future me, hey, you know, should I do a fun role, and they'll be like, yeah, absolutely, you're a good guy and
you're fun.
I said, would Austin be there? No chance.
Yeah, okay. A guy vacationing in Virginia Beach lost his wedding ring in the sand, and it was originally his late mom's ring. So a man with a metal detector combed through the whole beach and found it on his final pass.
Yeah,
so
that's
of course
cool.
Very cool.
All right, that'll do it for us. Hour number 2, Channel 3 News at 6 on the way on Pensacola right now.